Nope.
You guys have been fairly healthy over the last couple of weeks, and yeah, I mean, sometimes I guess injuries are luck and things like that. But how much weight do you put into what you guys have done with Joe and the strength and conditioning program? Do you think that that's helped with some of your soft tissue healthiness? Is there anything to that?
Well, you like to think that you're giving yourself a chance to be as healthy and fit as possible. Certainly, we work hard at it. A little good fortune helps, you know, no question. But we've been very diligent in how we've approached our work week. You know, we take a good look at how we put things together. I like to believe that it helps. I think everything counts and everything helps.
You've seen a different level of belief in the players, especially the young guys, start winning some games the last few weeks. Is there a difference to them? Do they?
Well, we're all human beings. I think we, you know, as you're asked to sacrifice and commit to certain processes, you know, the demands that are placed, the things that we are seeking to do as a team, and as you get the buy-in, certainly, you know, getting the reward for, you know, putting forth that kind of effort and then seeing some of the fruit, it absolutely helps the belief part come along.
How important is confidence?
Well, confidence is huge. I mean, that's what you know, working on fundamentals is all about. You know, you work on shedding a block, a basic fundamental of shedding a block, and you drill it, you get stronger in the weight room, you work the technique with coaches, and over time you develop a confidence that you can shed blocks in certain circumstances, and then it comes up in a game and you're ready to react and get it done. And same thing with double teams or whatever it is on the offensive side. It's, you know, the fundamental techniques, the reason as coaches we stress them is so that we can build that confidence in our players to execute the techniques we're looking to see.
There have been a lot of guys who've been with this organization before you got here who aren't used to winning and national recognition and things like that. Do you have to guard against overconfidence or at least kind of?
I don't really understand this question of guarding against. We're a 4-3 team. We've battled each and every week. We're going to continue to battle each and every week. You know, these kind of questions are kind of silly to me. You know, really, it's there are talented people all across the league playing and coaching. We've got a really talented team that we're going into their place, hostile environment. We've got plenty of challenges in front of us, plenty to worry about in terms of improving ourselves, being a better football team going forward. And, you know, so much work to be done. Those kind of thoughts are the furthest thing from my mind.
Mario, I think he played all but 10 snaps yesterday. And has his ascent been a steady one since he got here, or has he sort of taken off in the last couple of weeks and made even more progress? How would you assess how he's progressed?
Yeah, I mean, he's a talented young man that has earned more playing time. With Justin going down, he's been thrust into a role that is that he really had earned through his performance, but the timing of it made it such where he's going to get the lion's share of the work there, and he's really flourished. He's really done a nice job for us.
He seems to have a knack for accelerating into guys, not just putting them down, but putting them down.
Yeah, forceful.
Is that something you could teach or something you just have?
He was blessed with some of that. I think the part that we teach is the effort that he gives on every play, you know, pushing demand for that, make him accountable for that. But he's been very willing, and he's getting better. His practice habits have improved. His performances in games have improved with it.
Larry, it sounds like put a lot more this week than maybe had in the last couple of weeks. Was it something specific to the Jets, using three safeties a lot, or what went into that, and how did he fare?
Yeah, he did a nice job in the role that we had for him this week. And, you know, as we put together our plan for Pittsburgh, I'm sure we'll keep that in mind.
Can you talk about Andre Holmes's, you know, increased activity in this game and what you saw from him, from a guy who really hasn't been all that active recently?
Yeah, he's been active. I think the opportunity, you know, came up where he was called on. The combination, you know, worked for us and for him. And Derek was really accurate with a couple nice throws to him. And he made some big plays. He also made some nice blocks, you know, in the run game. So he's a good football player. He's been very unselfish. You know, he's worked hard in whatever role that we've had each week. And, you know, we're getting that from a lot of different guys. I'm really appreciative of that.
You've had a lot of really good blocking from your receivers downfield. How big a role does that play in some of these big plays you've had?
Well, it's huge. Without it, you can't have the big play. So, you know, in order for a play to go big, you typically have to have blocking downfield. Your receivers are going to be involved. And when you have a group that's working for each other like ours is, you know, it gives you an opportunity. You know, for backs, when they get in space, the receivers themselves, other receivers get in space, tight ends, whoever happens to get in space, when there's blocking downfield by those guys, that helps it go big. Yeah, I think the whole group's gotten better and better. I think, you know, what we try to do is instill confidence in the group, that the combination blocks that we work so hard on, that they will improve over time, that we understand the timing of it, understand the different looks we're going to see. You know, that was a very talented front that we went against, and they really, you know, believed in their technique and stayed with it and stayed with each other and executed well. And the timing of some of those blocks and the physicality of the play was really good.
When you guys signed Lee Smith, I talked a little bit about the fact that he's not a guy that's going to show up in the stat sheet as far as the receiving game goes, or he hadn't. But has he brought everything you hoped in terms of blocking and toughness and everything you hoped that he would bring?
Yeah, no, he's been exactly what we brought him for. Like he has a career, he matched a career high in receptions yesterday. I think he hit his sixth or seventh. I can't remember which, but you know, he's not a guy that catches a ton of balls, but he does have good hands. He can catch, but he's a really a dominant point of attack guy.
Is that it, guys? Okay.
All right. Thank you.